There's Walter.
Herrera and Associates, I can help you.
Hey, is Will there?
No, he is not in the office. Can I take a message?
He's not. Okay. Yeah, sure. Unless maybe you can point me in the right direction or maybe help me out yourself. But does he happen to have a controller or CFO for the company? Unless that happens to be you.
No, just a bookkeeper.
Just a book. Oh, okay. Yeah, bookkeeper would work, actually. Is he or she available?
One second.
Sure.
Hi, this is Louisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff.
How can I help you?
Just kind of wanted to follow up here. I was in contact with Will earlier in the year, around February, middle of February now. And I was told to follow back up as we get closer towards the end to see if he was looking to bring on anything for equipment for Section 179 or any capital for any projects he was looking to do. And so I kind of wanted to follow up. I know he was working with GE Capital at one point and told me to follow up at the end to see if he was looking to do anything.
Actually just purchased a truck. We just financed a truck through Ford. And then we also got a Bob excavator from John Deere. So we're...
Okay, so he did it straight through the vendor itself, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And he wasn't looking to bring on any capital for any of the projects he was doing. I know cash flow was tight at one point. I'm not quite sure how it was now.
Yeah, I don't know that he's... I think part of the problem is that the company doesn't have a lot of credit established, so I don't know how much we would even be financed or what, if it would even be worth it if the interest would be something that's just going to be ridiculous.
Bizarre. Yeah.
So I don't know. I know we're considering looking to buy possibly some property, and so we're not trying to tie up the credit with anything else.
Okay, gotcha. I see where you're coming from. And was the property going to be purchased for the business?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And he wasn't looking at bringing anything on in order to purchase the property?
Not right now.
You think a little bit further down the line he's looking for it?
He might next year, but I doubt it. Like I said, it all depends on what kind of interest he's looking at. Like, he's not going to try to bring in any capital if the interest is going to be, like, 30%, you know?
Yeah. No, of course, it makes sense. Because I work a lot with construction companies, which is, you know, one of the reasons I called him earlier in the year. Because I know that you guys all work on contract-based jobs. So, you know, it's like a net 30, 60, 90, whatever it is with you guys. And so the money doesn't roll in till way after the projects are done. So cash flow can be a problem. So,
yeah. It hasn't been too tight for us. I think when you caught him February, it was tight.
It was slower.
It was slower. Usually, like, January through March is our slow season, because that's when winter's hitting, and so it's kind of hard to progress bill on work you haven't really progressed too much on.
Gotcha.
So it was a little bit tighter. We've gotten things to where most of our stuff is actually net 15.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and then also I have most of my contracts at net 15, and then also I have it so that I'm collecting an upfront deposit for a lot of the things that we're starting
based on
the size of the project. So I'm managing the cash flow fairly decent right now. But when you spoke to him in February, that you caught him at a really stressful time. So like I said, right now, if we were thinking of getting a loan or anything, it's probably going to be for us to be able to buy some property. Again, making sure that it's not going to be something astronomical with finance.
Absolutely. Wow, you guys have a pretty brilliant smart and business plan going on there. A little bit different than the other construction companies that I've talked to. But that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear business
so
track up again, too. Great.
Yeah, but check in with us again. I want to say maybe February again, because, again, that's our slow season. So if we're in a place where we really are tight, maybe it may be a service that we can consider then.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and make a note and follow up with you sometime around February then. And you said your name was Lisa, was it?
Louisa.
Louisa. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll follow back up with you in February, Louisa.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.